I think the protest was very successful on Saturday, and there was a huge crowd that turned out to show the dissatisfaction into what government policies are doing, and that the government needs to step up to the mark in the budget now to actually protect our citizens. And it was very powerful to see so many of the MICA campaigners as well who made the trip down to Dublin, and they definitely were very visible as part of the campaign. And it is a reality is that the way the government has treated the MICA campaigners is symptomatic of what they will treat, the way they will treat the people who desperately need support now through the cost of living crisis as well. And they have to show the displeasure. It's basically the same structure, the same government that does the same things, and this is how they treat ordinary people, unfortunately.
Does the government really have to come out with a strong package in the budget coming up this week to really address concerns?
I think so. The government has to make sure that it is actually looking after people and looking to protect people now over the coming months. And, you know, I'm very worried when I hear the government talking about, oh, we have to keep money for next year and all this kind of stuff here. You know, people are in crisis now and people need support now. And some people won't survive to next year. And so what are we saying to people that, you know, yeah, if you get through this now, you're going to be one of the lucky ones, and we'll give you more support when it's needed. That just won't wash, and I think it's not, it'd be unacceptable. So, I mean, I think what needs to happen is the government needs to do what it can now to make sure that it's protecting people, and then look at next year then, when if it needs to be as well, to do as much as they can then too. There's no point in trying to survive coming out at the end of this crisis and saying that we have €2 billion of a surplus.